This is the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News in the headlines. The Auditor General addresses the HOPE Incorporated investigation report, government to introduce safety zones for all schools in Barbados, a government senator appeals to TAP operators to ensure pensioners are allowed access to the service, while over 40 PSV operators complete mandatory training as part of a major plan by government to clamp down on errant behavior in the sector, and political leaders give their reactions on the April 28th general elections in Trinidad and Tobago. Good morning, I'm Carol Toppin. Details to the news just ahead. Auditor General Lee Trotman is setting the record straight on a special investigation into the building programs of the Home Ownership Providing Energy Incorporated, or HOPE, project. In a statement, Mr. Trotman clarified that the excerpts published in the Sunday Sun over the weekend were taken from a draft audit report that was not yet finalized or officially released. The Auditor General further stated that his office is finalizing the audit and is currently awaiting a response to the draft report. This response is due by Friday, and the final report will be issued shortly after. Government will introduce a comprehensive plan to enhance the safety and security of students as part of its transformation exercise in the education system. Minister of Educational Transformation, Senator Chad Blackman, said school zones would be among a number of initiatives rolled out by his ministry. He made the announcement during his contribution to the appropriations bill in the Senate.
Within and outside the school compound, persons must know that this is a school zone. And we mustn't only cater to persons who may know a particular area or live in a particular part of Barbados. Those who come to our shores, they hire cars and they drive. So when you're driving into a school zone, one of the things that we're going to be doing, working with the ministry with responsibility for transport, is to ensure that all schools across the country over a phased approach has a set of parameters that everyone has to engage with and adhere to. And that's why, in short order, I'll be taking to Cabinet the Barbados School and Safety and Security Policy, which outlines in a very comprehensive way school and safety, not just within the school, but the school plans and the surroundings. This is a key component.
Plans are underway to digitize textbooks by next year.
The ministry, of course, is working to digitize our textbooks across the system. And this is a groundbreaking and transformative exercise because it brings our children into the 21st century as well. IT and technology, in my view, shouldn't just be taught as a standalone, but everything that we do should really incorporate the use of digital processes, thus allowing our people to use it on a day-to-day basis. So therefore, as a pilot project, we'll be launching the rollout of that textbook digital process in the first years of our secondary schools of this year, with access to the textbooks on a digital basis. And the ministry also is working that it will be rolled out further for all for September of 2026.
Minister of Educational Transformation, Senator Chad Blackman. A government senator urges public service vehicle operators under the Transportation Augmentation Program, or TAP, to stop the practice of denying pensioners access to the service. Speaking during the debate of the appropriations bill in the Senate, Senator Pat Paris highlighted concerns that some drivers are leaving pensioners at bus stops.
I was made aware, and this is something that I'm very concerned about, that TAP drivers are constantly leaving pensioners at bus stops. Some of these drivers, when they stop at a bus stop and they see pensioners waiting to board the bus, they say to them, "No pensioners today." To Mr. President, this is something that I am appealing to TAP drivers who are guilty of doing it to desist from doing it.
The TAP program, launched in 2019, involves private coaches and minibuses working alongside the transport board to boost its fleet. Senator Paris called for greater respect for the elderly.
The TAP drivers are not being paid by the pensioners as they enter the bus. But when they make a claim to the transport board for the number of pensioners they have on board, they are being paid by the transport board. These elderly persons are our nation builders. and should be respected.
Government Senator Patricia Paris. Meanwhile, a total of 45 operators in the sector will receive certificates having undergone mandatory training in courses provided by the Barbados Community College's Industry Unit, the Transport Authority, and the National Transformation Initiative. The operators were exposed to training in a number of areas, including customer service and professional conduct, as well as defensive driving, to name a few. Director at the NTI, Dr. Allison Leacock, stressed the critical role operators play in the sector.
You are key players who can lead positive transformation. We clearly saw that some of what is labeled as bad behavior actually comes from your genuine efforts to help passengers. This means that all of us, whether operators, regulators, or stakeholders, we must collaborate to find some balanced solutions.
Director at the National Transformation Initiative, Dr. Allison Leacock. The Regional Police Training Center is set for a major upgrade with the construction of new dormitories aimed at improving accommodation and promoting equality within the constabulary. Speaking at the groundbreaking ceremony, Deputy Commandant of the Regional Police Training Center, Lawrence Cullimore, highlighted the significance of the project in supporting police recruits.
This initiative is a reflection of our dedication to enhancing the plant's infrastructure and facilities for our officers whilst in training, with a particular focus on addressing the unique needs and limited accommodation for our female officers. As we take this important step, we are not only improving the housing accommodation for our police officers, we are also reinforcing our commitment to furtherance, equality, and inclusion within our constabulary. These new dormitories will serve as a humble place of abode for all those who will embark on training, providing them with a space to recover and thrive in shared experiences.
Deputy Commandant of the Regional Police Training Center, Lawrence Cullimore. In Trinidad and Tobago, political leaders of three major parties weigh in on Prime Minister Stuart Young's decision to call early elections in Trinidad and Tobago. Opposition leader Kamala Prasad Besesar believes the early poll was called to evade a no-confidence motion, while National Transformation Alliance political leader Gary Smith and Tobago's People's Party Farley Augustine have had their say on the election.
They got wind of the fact that we were planning to file a no-confidence motion in the parliament, so they resolved the parliament. And further, the Auditor General's latest report was due to be laid in the parliament in April.
Regardless of your political affiliation or the parties that you support, please understand there's going to be a day called April the 29th. And that day, regardless of what, there's going to be one prime minister, one government, but we will all be citizens of this great country.
We are ready. We have been ready. We have been preparing. And we have essentially been lining up all our ducks in a row to ensure that strategically we can win both Tobago East and Tobago West seats.
The last voice of political leader, Tobago's People's Party, Farley Augustine. Recapping the headlines. Auditor General addresses the Hope Incorporated investigation report. Government to introduce safety zones for all schools in Barbados. A government senator appeals to TAP operators to ensure pensioners are allowed access to the service. While over 40 PSV operators complete mandatory training as part of a major plan by government to clamp down on errant behavior in the sector. And political leaders give their reactions to the April 28th general election in Trinidad and Tobago. And that was a 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. Don't miss the latest with Starcom Network News at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. WhatsApp add me to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news. Like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now. I'm Carol Toppin. Good morning.